Siv Hey is the continuation of the diktuk that one has to have when reading Krishma. Tzarech Likra is Kriyashma with diktuk godol, but a very careful pronunciation with the chsidor, meduik hetiv. She used the siddur which is meduik. Vayashmi'a la'ozna mashum moitzi mipiv. She may to hear what he speaks. Vayashkiach shlayoimru dogosh b'makim rafe, oy rafe b'makim dogosh. In many siddurim, there are these lines or to separate the words so that you don't run on from one word to the next, and you don't miss out pronouncing certain letters. And again, the Kitzur brings that over here, like we mentioned earlier. It's not just a din in Krishma, it's a din also in Pesukei the Zimra. V'yatim yofa ayin shel tevas nishba, that shouldn't sound like a hey or a aleph, v'chein b'zayin shel tizkeru, or zechartem, yishmedakte, it shouldn't sound like a sin or a shin. Now, this halacha of lashmi la'ozna is be'etzem a mishnah in Daf Tezvav. One who reads Krishma does not hear the words. So the Tanakam holds Yaitzer, Rabbi Yossi holds not Yaitzer. And it brings down the pasuk Shema Hashmeya La'oznachom Hashat, the Maitzi Mipicha. According to Tanakam, Shema, it means Becholosh Hashat Hashemeya. So my question is, what the word, how do we dash in the word Shema? To hear or to say it in a language that you understand? Over there on Amad Bey is the Tanakam, the Gemara says Tanakam, Ayin Rabbi Yuda. And therefore, he's made the chatchila. You need to be lashmias osne midrabana. That's why he uses the lashon of di'evet. Halach is like Reb Yehuda, and therefore, avada lechatchila. One has to say it loud enough that he's able to hear it. So if he's in a noisy place, there's a lot of noise. He should be saying it a drop louder so that he could hear it. That is the lechatchila tekedin. If he did not say it loud enough for him to hear it, as long as he spoke it out, that would be enough. The Shari Tshuva in Ois Beis brings Shem Shagis Ayin, Ois Zayin, the Mayrach. If you have a Medabe Vein Shemea, if someone who unfortunately can't hear, he's deaf, but he could speak. It's Chayv in Krishma, it's Chayv in all the mitzvahs that are Tali B'dibor B'peh. He can't hear, he's missing out on the Din of Lashmir Lazna. A Shemeya Veinu Midaber is also a cler. Could he be Mekayim with Hira Aleiv? It could be even if Hira would work by a person, maybe it's called of Shiroi Labila and Bila in a Ma'akevah, since he could speak it out, so maybe it's not Ma'akev, but what about someone who cannot speak it out? He's missing that technique. So if we take a look at the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat Vav, he says, Avalim hira b'liba le'yata. Why? Because we paskin hira lav kedibra dami. Hira is not kedibra. Which is really a discussion in the Gemara on the Avchaf on the base. Achleg Zrin, Rav Chista, Ravina, and Rav Chista. If hira is kedibra dami, Taisis over there, Shem Derach, Rabin Yoyna, bring down the Gemara Shabbos, and the Rishonim, the Rambam, others, bring down that by bracha is the din of shmiel ozni mashuaymer. If you weren't in shmiel ozni, so you yaitza ben shaitz b'svaz ben shberach alibay, which is mashma that by krishma you need a real deeper. That's the added part of the krishma, the deeper to bum, and that's the kavar in the mechaba. B'vad she yaitzi b'svazav. More than by other brachas, you may be yaitze with just the machshevas libay. But over here, it has to be spoken out. So even if you don't hear it, but it has to be spoken out, you have to speak it out. Here alone, over here by Krishma is worse. Like I said, Rishonim talked about cases of where a person's a oinis, could even kaim with hearer. The Mishnah talks about it by Kerian over there. And the shadow does come up that someone has a voice problem and they go for voice lessons. And many times the doctor will tell them that they cannot speak throughout the day or only certain amount of words each day as they're working on the voice. And the question is, how are they going to be mekayim the mitzvah of krishma in such a situation? So the Mechaber says that if machmas chayli or oynis achar kara krishma b'libon yatsa, even the earlier he paskin that hero is lav kedibadami. So how is it possible that he could say that for someone as a chayli or an oynis he was yatsa? So the Prima Gadim and Tzila David explain that Apid the Gemara that the din hero lav kedibadami is a midrabanan de kedin. And by something which is only midrabanan, like Berchas Krishma, so you have Heimamru Heimamru. Heimamru, the hero is lav kedibadami, and therefore they could read. But Krishma, Berchas Mazim, which is Minat Torah, over there it's even a bigger chiddush because has the drabanan come in Ma'aka deraisa? But Makim Oynes, and therefore they said hero believer works. In other words, the way they're learning is that which the Mechaber said earlier, that's a dindrabanan, and that the Mechaber says, but our dindrabanan is not going to be ma'akev, someone who can't speak it out. If there's an oinus over here, so they at least be mekayim the dindaraisa, which is believer. The Prichadash and the Tildavar also want to have a tzad to say that here alive kedibadam is taka deraisa. I the Mishnah says about keri mahar b'libay. That's a derech derben yoyin that says that a chayla that can't speak, so you should be mahar the bracha the tefillah, even though he's not yoytza. Even though he's not yoytza, but the here b'leiv, lashon derben yoyin the amir dikaloshin. It says b'ashem yira leleiva v'yitin leischar machshava. Derben yoyin says enechrami. It's that Hilchis being Yaitza, you may not be Yaitza. Oh, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu see. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can see the Machshav is Aleif. He'll give him Schar for that. So that's why only when he's an Oynes or a Chayli, they can't speak, could rely on this Heter. But in case where he's no longer Oynes, let's say during the day, let's say in a case where in the morning he was Taka Oynes, he couldn't speak for some reason, he didn't have a voice. Later on in the day, before the service back, Krishma, he got back his voice. So the Chayra, there'll be a nafkamina between these Malchim. If the whole din of Hirolav Kedibadami is the Rabbanan Dikadin, Maisi Yaiti Mitzvah Daraisa at the time. But if it's only a din, but if it's a din Daraisa, Hirolav Kedibadami is Daraisa Dikadin. I was just telling you to do a belay because the Eivishta will be Machshavi for something. And Abadi, you're going to have to repeat it. The Be'er Halacha talks about this over there in the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah talks about a case where you're in a makam where it's not clean, right? And for some reason you can't clean the place, you're oinus because of not a makam noki and you can't clean it. So then he says, Taki Shemim Mahar B'libay. Right, certain times, if you go back to the earliest Simon that we learned, certain times you're not allowed to even mahar b'divrei Torah. If it's mamash makom tinaifis. Okay, now in Sivvav, the Kitzur goes on further. He says, "Akayir Krishma leYirma is beEinav, leYikra is besvasav. He shouldn't be meramis with his eyes, motion with his eyes or his lips, or with his fingers. Ach leTzarich mitzvah matalirma is bePashshaniya. Now, even though we find that a hefsik is not if someone speaks, someone talks, that'll be a hefsik." But that's legabe needing to say it over or go or not being yoitza. But to be mafsik with moving your lips to someone or eyes or fingers, it may not be a hefsik on the level that you have to repeat or that you are in yoitza, but you're not allowed to do it. However, for Tzarech Mitzvah, there will matter in the second Pasha, And this is really related to a sugya in Yuma, where the Yuma of Yites, so it talks about a little Yom Kippur. They would read in front of the Kohen Gadol dvarim which are mamshich as a leiv in order they shouldn't fall asleep. And the Gemara says, Masna of Chorm Barova, Lechi Barav, Kamei Rav, Velema Lohejev, Veloma Ramaz Loi Viyad, Rav Evikari Oz Krishma, Velema Evshel Lohavzik. The Gemara talks about over there, in the Sugya came up over there that he was Maramis in Biyad, and the Gemara says Rav was reading Krishma then, and he wasn't able to be Mafsi. So how was he able to be Maramis Biyad? And the Gemara says, Ba'am Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Masta Karei Shema lo Yirmois, V'tanya Rav Elazar bar Chismayim HaKarei Shema Maramis Be'inav. So Gemara answers like Kasha beperk Rishon beperk Sheni. Rav Hoy Oisik beperk Sheni. So Rashi explains over there what's the reason why it's also to be mafsik even with eye motions in the first Pasha because of Kavana. And this is the Din Kavana that we learned in the Sugyan Brachis that there's a Din Kavana over here. The riff speaks out that even according to Rava, that holds that only by the first pasuk you need kavana. There still is the lirmais in the entire first parak, because the is the lirmais is because lishve arai. You're making it arai. You're making it like as if it's just like secondary. And we dashin yuma v'dibarta bam aseyo isam keva. That's what the riff and the rush. Speak out. So there's two reasons we have over here. Either because of Kavana or because you're making it Arai. And that's what the Rosh says, a masik clothed the Milsalini Kavana be'inon pasig rishayin le'inin the lele shave Arai be'inon kule perka. And that's where the Torah brings it down. The Beis Yosef says the reason why we're more machmir by the first Pasha is because that's the Ikar Kabbal's Malchus Shemaim. It's important from the memory of Shuben Karch and the Mishnah and Brachas. And that's what the Machab is referring to over here. The Magen Avraham points out that it's mashma from the Sugya and Yuma that even with Tzarech Mitzvah should be Asa. And the Ritva over there writes, V'shamin re'asha Asa likroiz v'lirmais afilu b'dvar mitzvah. La'frushi mi'isura. Over there is no etzah, someone's doing yisra. You have to separate him, so then it's mutad v'miramitz. And even be mafsig if one would need to. Because it's quite shemayim. But so even this halacha l'tzvah mitzvah's mutter is also a question over there. Now, we'll talk a little more about this mitzvah in the next share, but we're going to stop here.
Yeshikarech Rabbi.
Okay. Yeah. Zevi?
Yeah.
You back already?
I'm back. It was mamash crazy. I'd never seen a shechita before. It was so cool. I come from both of my grandfathers were shechtim. So,
wow.
Yeah, this was something very special. It was so cool.
The whole thing. He showed
he showed us every part. He explained different parts. He blew out the lungs. The whole deal.
Gevaldik, but I'm happy for you.
Yeah, the Ilum loved it.
Before the weekend, you got out.
Yeah, exactly. We got it right before going back into.
Rebbe, did they get to other hefsiks? Is mouthing and motioning all these things, and they get other hefsiks? Like the big thing is like we're shunning. What?
That's bisfasa, your lips.
Meaning you're not saying any words, just mouthing. That's a problem.
Right.
No, I'm saying not during Kriyishma. During Kriyishma, I understand. Say, let's say on Rosh Hashanah, when you don't want to talk between the tekiyos. Same dinam?
It's not the same level, but the idea is there also. It's not the same level. But there is such an idea. But not on the same level as during Kriyishma. During Kriyishma, there's the inyan of Lishve Arai, or Kavana. There is no Kavana or Lishve Arai.